You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today we're talking holiday travel tips and tricks. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Nature at its best is nature at its simplest. At Red Barn, we've kept it simple for 20 years by concentrating on single-ingredient natural dog treats. Because Mother Nature's actually pretty good at this. Bones are just tasty bones. Meat treats are just nourishing meat. It's nature at its simplest. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Natural Treats. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our slow-roasted, natural meaty bones.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. With the holiday season right around the corner, or actually in our faces if you wander into any store today, I thought it would be a good time to talk travel. Now, most of us are bound to pack up and travel in some form during the holiday season. And if you're like me, you wouldn't want to leave your favorite family members behind. With so many pet-friendly places around the country now, you don't have to worry about them missing out on the out-of-town festivities. Now, depending on what part of the country you live in, you will have a few travel options available to you. The first thing you need to think about is how far you're traveling and what your preferred mode of transportation is. Now, personally, I have a rule that if it's more than an 8-hour drive, I prefer to fly. That's pretty much my limit for drive time in one day anyways, so that's the rule that I've created. Now, that doesn't count for actual planned out road trips in order to see things. And obviously, when you drive far distances, you're able to see and experience things you wouldn't be able to with flying to your destination. So keep that in mind. So during the holidays, you need to make a decision, with your dog in mind, of course. Are you wanting to create memories and experience new things? Or are you simply wanting to get to your destination, avoid your weird relatives, and chow down on holiday food? Just kidding, kind of, about the relatives. We all have them, right? So let's talk about driving, since it's most likely the more preferred method of traveling short distances with dogs. Now, if you've ever taken your dog in the car, you already know where they stand on the topic of being in the car and going somewhere. For my dogs, I can't even say the word car in the house without them racing to the door and waiting very, very impatiently for me to tell them it's okay to run outside and jump inside the car. So I decided to start spelling out C-A-R. Nope. Now they actually learned how to spell. So I can't do that anymore either. So if you have smarty pants dogs who can spell, you know what I'm talking about. Now, some dogs I know absolutely hate going in the car. It could be for a variety of reasons. For example, maybe they associate car rides with going to the dreaded vet, or perhaps they get sick every time they go for a car ride. Now, this is definitely something to consider when making your travel plans. And I would suggest doing some test rides ahead of time if you're unsure about how your dog might act in the car. Okay, so before you do your test rides, make sure you have the proper equipment ready. Depending on your dog's size, there are several different options out there for making sure your beloved family member stays safe while traveling in the car. And there are actual dog seat belts. There are car carriers designed for smaller dogs. And of course, there's the standard crate. Now, my advice is to go by what your dog is used to doing at home. If your dog is used to sleeping in a crate, then definitely bring his or her crate. If he or she is used to roaming free, well, then you'll need to get them used to being restrained for safety while you're traveling with them. And I'd say the best way to do this is to make sure you choose a restraint that is appropriate for their size and their weight. If you have a larger dog, I would recommend a seatbelt or maybe a harness is probably best for them. Just make sure you put him or her in the back seat, because buckling dogs in the front seat could actually be dangerous if you get into an accident and the airbag deploys. And you know, parents always take extra precaution when traveling with their babies and small children, so just make sure you're doing the same thing for your dog. And this is a good time to mention that allowing your dog to roam free in the car is a very, very bad idea. And now we're probably all guilty of allowing it at some point, but it's really not safe for anyone, including the driver. With small dogs especially, they can fit down near the pedals, which is extremely dangerous for obvious reasons, and not to mention the distraction a roaming animal can cause. Now, we all love our dogs and we want them to be safe, so just make sure they're safe and sound during your drive. Your passengers, your dog, and others on the road will definitely thank you for this. Okay, so now that we've established some rules for the road, it's time to talk keeping your dog happy. If he or she is a high-energy breed, a long car ride could be torturous. Just think about how antsy you get during a long road trip. Now imagine your dog being forced to sit still for hours. That's gotta be torture. So it's best to be prepared with ways to entertain him or her. And who knows, maybe a long nap will sound good, but definitely be prepared. Now, my favorite way to entertain a dog during a long drive is to bring a hollow toy and stuff it with his or her favorite treat. This could mean a Kong stuffed with peanut butter and maybe frozen. Just keep in mind with this one, it could get messy. So be prepared, have some baby wipes or a towel on hand just to clean up the mess, just in case. You could also consider bringing some antlers or bully sticks to keep them occupied when they get tired of something else. You could also consider making your own chicken or beef jerky. It's really easy to make and it will keep them busy for a while. And I'll share the recipe later in the show. Now, the good thing about that toy with the treat inside is it will keep them mentally busy as well as physically busy. And we know that's really important if you're in the car for hours. So let's say you know ahead of time that your dog does not do well in the car. He or she seems to get nervous or anxious or get sick without a doubt, but you have to travel by car this season. So what can you do? Okay, there are a couple of things to try before taking more extreme measures. First, you can try timing the car ride so he or she doesn't have a belly full of food. Traveling on an empty stomach can really prevent that motion sickness that might set in, and it can also prevent a huge mess for you to clean up later. Next, be sure to have a lot of clean air flowing through the car. Now, clean air meaning some type of air flowing. It doesn't have to be natural air because sometimes the windows down can actually upset dogs. So maybe the AC blowing full blast, make sure it gets into their crate if they're in one. Just make sure you have some air circulating. You could also try taking short rides leading up to the big trip. I really do recommend this because gradually working your way up to longer periods of time in the car can get them used to it. Now, if none of these tips seem to work, you've tried everything, you may need to consult your vet and ask what else you can do. I know there are medications out there that can help ease their nerves and their tummies, but obviously you want to try everything else before you resort to medication. That's obviously something you want to try before having to give them a pill. A few other tips for traveling by car. Never let your dog stick his or her head out of the window. As cute as it is, it's actually very, very dangerous. And I know we all see dogs sticking their heads out the cars and we think how cute. I even talk to them when I'm at red lights, but it's really not safe. And it's for a couple of reasons. It can actually lead to eye injuries if debris blows into his or her eyes. And obviously, if your dog is smaller or very flexible, he or she could jump out of the moving car, which is obviously any pet parent's worst nightmare. So just skip the cute photo op and keep the windows up and the AC flowing. That's probably the best recommendation. If you have human children who will be traveling with you, be sure that they are instructed on how to behave when traveling with the dog. Make sure they don't tease or annoy your dog. And last but not least, I think this goes without saying, but just a reminder, never leave your dog unattended in the car. If you need to run in and pay for gas along the way, be sure someone is staying with your dog. This is a great time for him or her to get up and take a nice walk on a leash in an area that's away from cars and away from a lot of people. They can stretch their legs and you can do the same. All right, well, we are going to take a quick break and be right back with airline travel tips and travel-friendly snacks to pack while you're on the road, in the air, on the water, and everything in between.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Do you know that moment when your dirty dog's about to jump in your nice, clean car? You can avoid all the cleanup and mess with a 4K9 seat cover. 4K9s makes heavy-duty seat covers and cargo liners that will blend seamlessly with the interior of your vehicle, You can find us at 4canines.com. That's the number 4KNINES.com or on Amazon.com. 4Canines makes nothing but the best for your best friend.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared tips and tricks for traveling by car during the holiday season. Now, if you're planning on traveling by air with your dog, there are a whole different set of tips and tricks you need to know. Each airline has its own set of rules for canine air travel. And for all the specifics, you should definitely call your airline for information and make arrangements well in advance of your trip, just to make sure you're prepared for everything. Now, all airlines do require health certifications and proof of vaccinations. Some airlines will not transport animals when it's extremely hot or cold. Now, that goes for the cargo area, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Small dogs may ride under the seat in a crate or a carrier. Okay, now a word of caution about the cargo area. Unless it's absolutely necessary, I would not recommend this mode of transportation. Obviously, if you're moving somewhere and it's the only option, but for a short trip, I would opt for driving if you can. You know, smaller dogs are easy to travel with when flying, but larger dogs can get tricky. So consider asking a good friend or maybe a professional dog sitter to care for your larger dog rather than putting them through the stress of being in the cargo area of the plane. That just sounds miserable to me, and I would never want to put my dog through that. So the best advice I have for traveling by plane with your dog is to do your research way in advance and also get your dog used to being in the crate you'll be using if they are going to fly with you. Now, dogs are not permitted on Amtrak trains or on buses that are operated by Greyhound and some other interstate bus companies. Of course, service dogs are always permitted. The local rail and bus companies do have their own policies, so you would need to check those out. You'll be happy to hear that if you enjoy cruising, that some cruise lines are actually dog friendly. But be sure to do your research ahead of time and check into their policies before making any plans to bring your dog along on a cruise. All right, so I think we've covered most common modes of transportation used during the holiday season. So what should you bring with you when you're traveling with a dog? Identification and vet records are a must. Make sure every dog has his or her own collar with their tags on it at all times. You never know what might happen, so it's always best to be prepared. Make sure that their tag has your name and phone number on it. Also, any tags that prove he or she is vaccinated should be worn as well. And if your dog is microchipped, make sure the contact information is updated with the microchip company, just in case. We don't want to think about anything happening, but you never know, and it's better to be prepared. So no matter how you're traveling this season, it's always a good idea to take some type of crate with you. There are those pop-up travel crates that work really well. But like I mentioned before, just make sure your dog is used to staying in it before you leave for your trip. So you want to do a trial run while you're at home. Maybe leave it out, let them sniff around in it, let them go in it, maybe put their favorite blanket in there. Now you'll want this crate if you're staying at a hotel along the way or at a relative's house, just so your dog can be contained and stay safe if he or she gets stressed out during your travels. You know, if you're having a holiday party and it just gets to be too much, you want to have an area for them to retreat. The crate will serve as his or her cave or a place that's comforting. And be sure to bring their favorite blankets and pads. If you're traveling with a puppy, of course, you don't want to have any embarrassing accidents in a relative's home. Bringing comforting items from home will also help eliminate the stress that's associated with being in an unfamiliar place. You know, they may get a little bit stressed out or nervous about that. Also, remember to bring their food, of course. You may not be able to find their particular food where you're traveling to, so definitely bring enough. Bring any medications they're on, their favorite treats, of course, their collar and their leash. Travel bowls are great. The collapsible ones that you can put water in are wonderful. Bring plenty of water if you're going to be in the car for a long time. And also their favorite toys. There are some really neat travel items out there for dogs, but they aren't necessary. Just sticking with the basics is fine, and it's also familiar to your dog. All right, last but not least, we are going to talk about treats. You'll want to bring items that are easy to pack and will stay fresh during your travels. Obviously, frozen treats won't work very well, so you'll need to think about bringing foods that pack well. Consider bringing snacks that both human and hound can snack on. And if you have kids, they'll enjoy feeding your dog a carrot stick or two while they enjoy their own snack. They make these individual packs of peanut butter that are perfect for sticking in your bag. So you could stick a little travel pack of carrots and a little travel pack of peanut butter and have the perfect snack for everyone who's traveling with you, whether it's in the car or by airplane. Another idea is to pack some jerky for your pups. Chicken jerky is super easy to make. And what you'll do is start with some plain skinless chicken breasts. You'll slice it into thin strips and then place those strips into either your jerky maker or dehydrator. It's kind of the same thing. Or you can place the chicken strips onto a nonstick baking sheet and then use your oven on the lowest temperature to dehydrate the meat. So depending on how chewy you want the jerky, it will take about 4 to 6 hours to completely dry out and become jerky. And if you're using a dehydrator, just follow the directions on there, and that will give you the best time to set it on. Just be sure you don't use any seasoning or salt when making the jerky. Another fun travel snack is plain air-popped popcorn. Popcorn is always a hit, and I promise everyone traveling with you will definitely enjoy it. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end. Do you have any travel tips and tricks you would like to share? Go ahead and send them my way, and I'll share them on our social media. You can find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.